Yes.
Yeah, I did. All right. We just got the addresses, huh? Martin Luther King Jr. spoke courageously and eloquently in America about war and peace, about social justice and racial discrimination, about this nation's obligation to the poor, and about nonviolence as a way of protecting social change in the world through power. In all principles, he advocated against dominated laws of service to the poor, to the oppressed, and other workers, life of service to humanity, to transcend the past, national, and native language. Martin Luther King Jr. united millions of American young and old, black and white, rich and poor, and struggled for human dignity, freedom, and justice, and contributed greatly to the passage of the Civil Rights Legislation, 1964 and 1965, and in working to help eliminate racism from American life. The great contributions of Martin L. King Jr. are a part of our common history and heritage, a legacy all Americans should preserve and expand. It is fitting that this city memorializes contributions of Martin Luther King Jr. to social justice and brotherhood. Now, therefore, for I, George R. Mosman, Mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, hereby proclaim that January 15, 1977, shall be known in San Francisco as Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I urge all San Franciscans and our citizens to join in the observance of the day with the special celebration.
Either one of us would be very fine with me. The reason that we concluded it in that fashion, and he suggested it, that I'd be chairman, was because we were concerned that of his schedule, and that I was willing to do that if he couldn't. You know, it's you know, if either one of us would be fine, and I would, I welcome, as a matter of fact, and please tell this to Jim. Are you going to follow him?
Yes, I'll be talking.
Please tell him that that I welcomed it very much, and I thought he was as a matter of fact, Michael, I respected you for that, and I'm glad that you felt that way about Jim. I mean, if you didn't feel that way about him, then I think I would lose more respect.
Well, I probably wouldn't have done it, although I would have liked to have seen him in that position on my own. But we have been getting a number of calls, mm-hmm. not just me, but Johnny Brown and Tim, mainly from the black community. Mm-hmm. People, want.
Well, I think that.
No one
know other people who see him as no other is. I'd like you to show that you showed him in reverence to my proceedings of the Lord. Let's give a good stand.
Tragedy and lost her daughter and her husband the accident. So she wanted to make a boy be the little girl, and so the little girl had dressed in clothes up to 6, 7, or even on during school during the days and weekends. And she died and left this little girl, a little boy, and the little boy manifested behavior when as an adult he would get in woman's clothing, go around, find little ladies look like his mother, and use the wire and whoop, choke him to death. But anyway, Sergio Ardila was a terrible, he split, you know, just totally split personality. He went right into this woman, female role. And just an hour program, but oh, the brainwashing. At the end, when they arrested him and took him away, they made him look just as grotesque as hell, like some kind of demon that emerged up out of hell when the other personality came in. All the hate that was built towards transvestites and homosexuals and the whole business without saying it. Cynthia and the chosen cop, this female cop saying, and I wonder how long, how very soon he'll be turned out on society again.
Oh, wow.
No background, no empathy, no nothing. Just get the fucker. Do away with it. See, the sad thing, I'm having to read hard to see the sadness, because they didn't dwell on the sadness. This little patch drops. Boy, you got a mess on TV. I don't watch that shit enough. Somebody ought to monitor that shit. See, they're really putting heavy on people now.
I caught our kids tonight watching, they're watching some dumb show with these two white women.
Maybe we could do something to kick off against that. For sure we believe in you, God. Eliminating crime. Yeah, what do you want? Come here. You do?
Yeah.
You got a subpoena? Uh-oh. For what?
Late, too. I don't know.
For what?
I don't know what's down.
This is a court. What the hell is this all about?
Witness, I think. Should be in
there. Are you late?
It was a 7.
Just got the mail. Recording on the 7.
Oh, shit, man. Let's get on this so you don't get in trouble with this. Take it to Gene back there. Hey, Gene. Jerry Eisenberg of the district. I've heard him spoken of. What do you mean, was he living in the building here?
No, we have an outside address. You can get the mail about once every 2 weeks or so. And they've gone there looking for him. They've gone there looking for him, and they said they don't know him, and that's just his legal address. And now they've sent a subpoena. I'm afraid he's ever going to go back and look for him again, and he's not there. He's going to check out the mail.
So he's going to post him on, to tell him from me and all the people that he's gone and put him on like a mom. Boost. Better than this. Boost. Put him on that case tomorrow. Put him on that case today. This kid violates the subpoena. I want him to do it. First thing I'm going to get him to buy it. He's just going to. This is a bad business. Put in the wrong goddamn mailbox, can't you, or something?
Yeah.
So you just now got the thing.
Just got it, and called them on and tell them to got it. You're starting to say what
you
wanted to come
if you
wanted to make
any food. Well, are we going to write off sick people and just kill them? Are we going to try to correct, you know? I'm not very... Are we going to, you know, there's a lot of the old people in our society, and the pressures of living created, and are we to just punish because the child happens to be the child of the wrong parent who's mentally disturbed? Are we not to make any effort to cure? Then we ought to go and talk about our agricultural mission, how we have found that most pathological behavior There ought to be more efforts to get work camps, sure, not turning back on society, but giving an opportunity for a natural environment. Prison reform, in a sense. Maybe, of course, our people have mobility and agriculture, but they become, but it's like a community, like a Jewish group. And no citizen. Maybe that, you know, talk to them, things are asking for, maybe to help develop, so instead of putting much money into some of these dictatorships, we could assist countries like Guyana and others that such camps could be done and give them money to help the struggling emerging independent nation. And the same token, young people like that could be sent for rehabilitation. Montana's not far enough. But you know, we could set up a community, surely, hell, within, say, you could even in Montana, a place like that, an ordinary community, an ongoing, functional community. Yeah. And if they can't do that out, that's fine. Will the board decide that? Based on their, not some kind of mamby-pamby idealism, but real, thorough study, you see, and careful scrutiny. Maybe it needs change long, but we can't make indeterminate sentences to institutions that are breeding grounds for new forms of crime. Maybe they sound quite as crazy or idealistic. I have no objection to people being isolated from the ordinary community if, by God, they're in humane conditions. You know, if there's somebody pathologically disturbed, you can't get them straightened out. But Jesus Christ, to put people in prison for the rest of their life or kill them, I think the suggestion was to kill this person.
That's right. Even when they don't put them in jail, I mean, just to put them, say, you know, turn back on the street. Well, if they do go back on the street, what happens then? You just go right back to the same pattern. It's a double bind. There's no, society doesn't want to do the problem.
It just burns the image of it. Rehabilitation doesn't work. It's curing it through the book of your time.
Never have. Goddamn prisons I was in, robberies, it's just horrendous. What the hell is this goddamn Gestapo Muslim ship running around through the prison now? What the fuck's he up to? That fucker ever stayed home? No wonder his movement's falling apart.
I think the only
he's coming to San Quentin now. He's going to San Quentin. I maybe you may be hitting on to a point. He's in China 1 week and he's over in there. It's a Maui, vacation the other week, and he's back in the news. That son of a bitch, he just must be exhausting that movement's finances.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him by hand.
Don't tell him the text.
He's been gone for a sent a lot of information to Libya. We might get a visit there. Say, our pastor spoke in relevant and in the form. You know, in our newspaper situation, we might get, I don't think a lot of state visits that son of a bitch. I'd like to go see Libya. As a base of operations that we were stayed clear out of, we just eliminated. Boy, I love what those Arabs did today. God damn it. To hell. France didn't. They didn't wait any time. It shows where the money is, where the power is in the future. And that some bitchy, these engineers are mass murdering. And what is it? 2 hours they got that fucker on a plane. Court decides he's innocent and sends him out to Algiers.
That whole thing was funny because everybody was saying everybody else started it. Who couldn't tell you who's getting it?
Didn't I get the money out of the French? And the French is going to have a lot of money.
Huh?
The Israelis didn't have to be too mad at the French.
Economics is such a complicated affair.
He wants to try to communicate directly with number one.
Yeah, maybe I'll route to Mexico or some place like that. Or to Guyana and have them do it there. That might be better. Send it to Guyana. haven't been from there. I'm a little question about Mexico these days. I want to be with your wife said that she had that doctor, and I don't know, she may not know fully, but she had that doctor fairly well centered, and goddamn Sylvia Gubbs gets into it and says, I think you ought to go to Mexico. So
really?
Many people. Yeah. And that's the very thing that triggered him. Phyllis said it was all over. That's all she wrote right then. Phyllis just barged in there. Goddamn motherfuckers like that. Somebody's spending days and days and weeks and weeks. Well, I can't afford to get mad. Because you'd be fooling. She's like somebody shoots a rocket off in his ear out the other one. It just made it infuriated me that she would wander into a goddamn place uninvited and throw her 2 cents incomplete. She Phyllis had him all ready to go over there. Come here and run over to the city. I had questions, but that was it. Mexico it was. Big mouths. It's the second person running on her when she was trying to mother him. I mean, anybody with good sense, I don't know, better do that.
But during that particular period, it was a very atrocious kind of statements that he made. And I thought, well, the man ought to at least take the time to find out, you know, he's so deluded in what we stood for.
Right.
And then to prejudice another department. In a sister city, a sister station, to prejudice them not to send out, and to their chagrin, this off the record, but some, we had sympathetic journalists, they were told, from, which I don't understand how things work, how KGO here would have that much influence, but they didn't cover the same thing that CBS and NBC covered in depth.
Yeah, I think that is not a personal thing. I think it's a philosophical point on the types of news KGO is interested in, and unfortunately they go heavy after the ratings, and they would rather have talk about three murders in a row, you see, in the news, and ignore something about FAR or something like that.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. My problem was that not that KGO didn't cover it here, but that they would exert influence in Los Angeles, where obviously NBC and CBS saw it as most newsworthy, because we didn't seek out the news, and it was killed on ABC.
Yeah.
But one of the editors said jokingly, always be careful. I don't know what he meant by that, ABC, always be careful, but... anyway, thank you.
Okay,
we appreciate
your intervention. All right, I will do my very best to get a conversation with Russ sometime in the next 4 or 5 days.
And thank you.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
We just thought it was bad that he would influence a sister station to... not assign the story when all the other media did cover it. We don't mind because we weren't seeking the news. We went there unannounced. It was very impromptu. We felt the issue, you know, the usual bit, the enlightened self-interest, the press as a people. And we've always seen both dictatorial regimes of the right and the left nibble at the press, directly or indirectly. And so, you know, what did that mean for that?
In other words, we tell Colin that we may have had misinformation about this guy influencing the,
So he it was told to us directly from both LA and here that he did kill that assignment. And we can understand why 3,000 people marching would not be news to KGO. We understood that clearly. But we couldn't understand why it wasn't news down there, and there were sympathetic people on the staff who said that they didn't understand it. So we were told that very reliably and verbatim comments about this man that this man Connors made. They came out verbatim. So we don't want to start any hassle with him, but we want you to know we did have it. There was a basis for it, and Mr. Jakes, it's greatly helped. He spoke kindly of you, and helped override some things that had been told by others, even though our minister knew you were not guilty of racism. He knew that from the beginning. Even though there is a lack of communications, as one local editor who toured all of our facilities said, there's a great barrier between the press and the people these days. And we appreciate him taking the time. He toured all of our facilities. We know that busy editors can't be expected to do that, but it did help our people greatly. He came through our nutritional program, physical therapy, medical. It took the time. And we might say that to some of the other press, too. That would show them the legitimacy. Some of the establishment editors came through. The editors of the establishment press. And that was greatly helpful, just that dropping in on us. By the way, remind that goddamn good, he'd be just like him not to show up.